100 years ago, long before television and mass tourism, there was only one way to see the world. Huge fairs were staged in every great city, bringing the world to the public. From Italian gondolas to African elephants. But it wasn't just animals and objects that were exhibited. Live human beings were put on display. These were human zoos. These exhibitions were not meant just as entertainments. They were masterminded by scientists and designed to demonstrate the superiority of the white race. Human zoos taught the public that racism was scientific. This new science of race would inspire and feed the ideology of the Nazis, giving academic grounding to the 20th century's greatest atrocity. This is the story of the human zoos and their legacy, buried by history until now. Almost nothing is known about the people who were put in human zoos, but one man's story can be pieced together. His name was Ota Benga. He was a pygmy from the Congo. Ota Benga would pass through the hands of four of America's leading scientists: the anthropologist William McGee, the zoologist William Temple Hornaday, and Madison Grant, America's greatest racist and the author of Hitler's favorite book. But Ota Benga's journey to the human zoo would begin with the explorer Samuel Phillips Verner. At the beginning of the 20th century, Verner was one of the world's leading experts on pygmies. He'd even lived among them in the Congo. In 1903, Verner got his chance to show pygmies to the world. An anthropologist offered to pay him to bring pygmies to America. If he pulled off the feat, it could catapult Verner into the A-list of famous explorers, next to Stanley and Livingstone. But first, he had to meet his employer's list of demands.
Here we go. One pygmy patriarch, one adult woman, one adult man, one adult woman, the wife of the last or daughter of the first, two infants of women in the expedition, a priestess and a priest, or medicine doctors, preferably old.
But Verner's amazing adventure was not unique. A century ago, before we could travel the world as tourists, the only way we could witness how other races lived was to visit an ethnic show, or human zoo, with live specimens that explorers had brought back for our entertainment.